The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Stay on.
Well, just let us know if we're...
And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Here we are on our Friday morning. This is the beautiful Free Fire Radio broadcasting live from South Point. We can call it Plaza Arena, the great place where all the Cowboys are. It is the week of NFR. We kicked off last night. We were at opening night of the National Finals Rodeo at the Thomas and Mack. We're broadcasting live this morning, right, Carl?
Here we are at the South Point Hotel and Casino. We're on our final day here at 7:05 in the morning. And the you know, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And the Christina's at the helm, and we're having, you know, slight technical things, but it sounds like the that everything's going out really well. And Christina, you can just keep typing and tell me that, since I can't hear you, but you can hear us. Okay, big letters. Yes, can hear. Hey, our shows are being brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association, and the important thing is it's getting to be Christmas time. And what would be a great Christmas present for your family and your friends, but tickets to the rodeo in May 14th through the 17th. And they're easy to get. All you do is go to readingrodeo.com. And that's the only place you should go to. We had instances last year, people were buying the same tickets, but were paying twice the amount going to these other groups of ticket sellers. Or we actually had cases where people were being sold fake tickets. So the best place for the best prices is go to readingrodeo.com. We sell out Friday and Saturday, and then this past year, Thursday's almost sold out, as was Wednesday. So you want to get those tickets early, because this year is going to be a fantastic year.
It's going to be a fantastic year, and what we learn every time we come here, not only just for the convention, is all the aspects, because I think there's 600 plus rodeos.
680.
That are PRCA sanctioned across the, not only in Canada, but across the country, as well as other areas. And so what we learn here is in the big, the big takeaway is about the storytelling about, contestants, their backstory. We love the Reading area. We've been able to find out what's happening new and how to broaden the knowledge of rodeo. Last night when we attended, we had two people that were from foreign countries in front of us, two people in back of us that had never been to rodeo.
Czechoslovakia of France, and I think the other one was from Norway.
Yeah. And
their first rodeo, where'd they go? National Finals.
Yeah, and it was really exciting because they were like kids at Disneyland. And who better to share with us all things rodeo who lives, breathes, and eats it than our good friend Lee Luft. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Look at you with that smile on your face. You are such a hard worker. And
he still is.
We realize, I said, you are such a hard worker. And we see so much when we come to these events that it's almost like when you put on a concert, all of the things that go on behind the scenes in order to make for a great show.
There are so many people behind the scenes that are unsung heroes, even at our rodeo. But here, this is such a mass production. You've got guys pulling in the back, sorting cattle. You got guys that are loading cattle. You got guys just pulling ropes, picking up manure. I mean, it's all a grand scheme of things to keep this thing running like clockwork.
Now, Lee, you are the arena director for the Reading Rodeo. Now, what does an arena director do?
Pretty much just what the director means. I'm in contact with the gal upstairs in announcer's booth, who's in contact with Fort Worth at the Cowboy Channel. And then I also direct the personnel on the ground. To at certain times what has to happen I give them a heads up of when they're, you know, to cue them up to open a gate or close it, and or send people into the arena or out of the arena, whatever the case may be.
Now, the one of the things is because it's televised, it's one thing just to have a rodeo and put your rodeo on like many do, but we're one of the, 60 rodeos that the Cowboy Channel comes through?
Correct. We're in that top 60, and to maintain that, we have to maintain a certain level of prize money and things like that. So that's why every year we strive to, you know, bump up our prize money just a little bit, just to keep us in that top echelon of rodeos across the country.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that with the Cowboy Channel, you know, this is national, and it reaches millions of people. The fact that here we are in Redding, and they're doing our rodeo, is, you know, it brings people in, but it also shows people what, you know, what a great place Redding is, because, you know, they do other, the cameras move around, you know, and they, you know, they show the river and all this, but the big thing is everything when it's running on time is when they finish the national anthem and when they leave within 10 seconds,
yeah,
that gate opens.
Yeah, there's a countdown from that national anthem to that first bareback rider when they come out. We literally have a 20-second countdown. We actually, most of the time, somebody will have a stopwatch right there, so and we'll count them down for 20 seconds down to 5, 4, 3, 2, and he better be going. I mean, he knows that's his position. He's unfortunately, you know, he's the first guy out, so he's got more pressure than everybody else.
That's right. He's got to be ready, and they're there hanging on. They've got the rope on the gate, and they're looking at him, and there's Lee standing there staring at him.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
You are out of the gate.
If he's not, he's getting yelled at.
I would like to, and our listeners, I'm sure, would like to know, from someone like yourself who is here with all these breakout convention meetings and with our experts and the direction of rodeo, what
just every year from fans across the nation, but not that, but from our own local community. So we're growing, and that's we got to figure out ways to keep up with the growing pains, if you will. So but that's where the new technology and stuff's coming in, and we're learning more about that too.
You know, the one of the things that they talked about at the convention is the fact that they've gone to new software and introducing, you know, they had stuff that had been there for years. They got brand new systems. How does that affect us there at the Redding Rodeo, the things they're doing?
I think the only way it would affect is with the entry system.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a couple issues the last couple of years, but we always seem to get our guys there. But
yeah,
there's a new software for the entry system that the Cowboys use, and that can be, I guess, a little touchy. And then the software that the secretaries use to send in the results from our rodeo. And a lot of it is real time, but sometimes it takes a minute.
Hey, we're here with Lee Luff, who has been a member of the Redding Rodeo Association for a long time. Were you president at some point? Or
I've been president twice.
You've been president twice. And the arena director now, and this is, you can't imagine what a intricate job this is. And, you know, he's standing out there in the mud and the blood and the guts and making sure that everything is going on. Plus, there's a few other things we're going to be talking about that he does. Our time down here is being brought to you by the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria. What a great partnership that became.
And let's not forget Native American Night on very opening night of the Reading Rodeo. Let's just say that they started that 2 years ago, partnered with the Reading Rodeo, and Lee's been very instrumental in getting the dancers out there. It's a very, it's a special night. We've seen this happen in some of the other rodeos, how we bring in the Native American culture, because it's sacred grounds. There's burial grounds out there by the river, and we partnered with them, and we love having our opening night, which, by the way, there is now officially four nights of rodeo, and so Reading Rancheria will be out there again, and hopefully you guys buy tickets, and we're all going to be really amazed at some of the dancing and some of the things that Reading Rancheria is going to bring on opening night.
There you go. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products. Repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Here at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Yes, we're here for the National Finals Rodeo. It's been a real busy week. You would think that I think you've only played the slot machines once since we've
only
been
once.
Here. Only once, and I haven't even gotten to the table.
No.
So, and we probably won't even do that. And then we hop in our car and we're heading back.
But we've at least walked 5 miles a day.
5 miles.
Easy.
Yes, easy.
But we've learned so much, and we have so much to bring back and talk about on our morning show. But right now, we in front of us, our special guest is Lee Luft, who is the Reading Rodeo Arena Director. Lee, how long have you been doing this?
I've been in the rodeo business since I was probably six. You know, competing on, you know, riding calves, things like that. And then just kind of progressed over the years as a competitor, a collegiate rodeo coach, and now I'm doing this.
You know, a collegiate rodeo? I didn't know that.
Yeah, about 5 years I did it, yeah.
Well,
now,
that's fantastic.
And you competed in rodeo.
Correct.
And what was your specialty?
I rode barebacks and bulls, and I was a bullfighter for a while, too.
Well.
And I team roped.
And you team roped. Well,
all aspects.
Yeah.
What do you, you know, when you see these associations from across the nation, I mean, everywhere from New Jersey to, you know, little spots in the nation have a one-day rodeo. You know, what do you, when you're talking with these people, what do you get from that?
Rodeo is a popular sport, plain and simple. I mean, we've got contestants in every state in the United States except for Maine and Vermont. That's it.
Is that right?
Contestants in every state in the union.
And rodeos, because Tom Glaus told us, he says, the 680 rodeos, he says those are just PRCA-sanctioned rodeos.
Correct.
That doesn't count the college rodeos, the high school rodeos, the other
amateurs,
amateurs and all this. And he's, you know, so it's got to be into, you know, well over 1,000 rodeos.
There's not any place you can't go in the summertime or spring and summer and fall that you can't find a rodeo somewhere.
You know, the amount of money that has been started, been paid out to our competitors has, it seems like it's risen exponentially over the last, 5 years, 10 years?
10 years anyway.
The last 10 years.
It is just, the money now is just phenomenal.
I mean, the kids that are in the top 15, or I shouldn't say kids, the men and women who are in that top 15, they're up to $200,000 a year.
Right, and last night, you know, an 8-second ride, if you won, was a $40,000 paycheck.
That's right.
So it's
and one of them wasn't old enough to take the Pendleton. They award the go-around buckle, gold buckle, and the a bottle of the Pendleton whiskey. And one of them, I think the bareback rider that won last night, wasn't old enough to take the bottle. He said, you have to give that to my dad.
He was 20.
That young this year.
And this kid's going to be making $300,000 this year.
I mean, exactly.
And when you get $40,000 for a go-around, and then in second is something like, $30 then?
Yeah. Somewhere in there.
And they have 10 of these.
I don't remember the exact.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. The putting on, besides being an arena director and keeping everything going inside during the rodeo performance, what are your other missions? Because I know you're out making contact with a lot of the contract acts and all that.
I'm involved with the contract acts. I'm involved with the stock contractor. and making sure, you know, we're good on our end, to facilitate the four different contractors that will come in. And, you know, that's a lot of, we're going to buck 80 bulls. We're going to have 60 head of horses. That we need room, and that's part of my job, is to make sure we can facilitate all that. And not to mention all the time demand cattle that are coming in too. So
yeah,
it's
team roping,
like
the team roping,
yeah.
The tie down roping. The thank God that the they bring in their own horses for the barrel racing.
Oh yeah,
and all this. You know, we're in kind of a small footprint there at the Reading Rodeo. I mean, the arena is one thing, we're going to talk a little bit about that, you know, plans for that. But the important thing is we need lots of room for when the competitors come in. And even though you got a big parking lot, asphalt doesn't work
as well, correct. But these guys bringing in semis and 40-foot, 50-foot, 60-foot trailers.
Yeah.
I mean, these are literally semis coming in with 6-7 head of horses. And it's phenomenal the way we got to facilitate all those. And we do a great job of getting those stacked in there perfectly.
Yeah.
So they can get in, get out. There's going to be a lot of times that it gets very tight. But we always seem to manage. It always seems to work out every year.
Because once they come in and they do their event, a lot of times they're gone.
Yeah.
Then they move on.
Yep. They're
going
to
get out of there.
Yeah. They don't sit still very long.
Are you amazed at how the community came around to promote the fact that they want Reading Rodeo to stay where it is, and that there will be a soon to be signed 25-year plus lease?
The community support on this whole thing has been awesome. But where I think the pivotal point was the year after COVID. Oh my God. People just came out and drove. They wanted something to do, and they have never stopped. They've come year after year after year, more so than they ever have. And it's amazing. And to have that support and to realize what this rodeo does for the community. And just that, you know, one time a year that everybody can just gather and have fun. I'm more than impressed with our community. I'm so happy.
Yeah. And can I just share with our listening audience that I've had the great opportunity of working alongside of Lee, being behind those shoots, the last couple of years helping get the National Anthem Act, and being trusted with that to get the National Anthem Act. And we put them behind the chute. Why the bull riders are getting ready? It's a sacred space. I call it a sacred space. And Lee is such a gentleman. You are really a class act, a gentleman, wonderful to work with. Keep your cool, calm, a great leader. It's like being in charge of a military operation and still keeping, you know, the integral part of what it is to be, you know, in a leadership position, because, you know, everybody can scream and yell and do all that, but you just are a pleasure to work with.
Well, thank you. Don't bust my head too much, because I'm sure there's times when you're not looking.
when I'm not looking. Well.
It's kind of like, at least cowboys sometimes, it's kind of like herding cats.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're all good. There's really good people, and I enjoy working back there, getting to know these guys. And if you lose your cool, that ain't cool.
Learning about the fact that you were a coach for rodeo in college puts another spin on who you are, the knowledge that you bring to the sport, because you can understand each one of those bull riders or bronkin guys or girls and what they're going through in this profession. You understand that? I'm sure more so than most people.
Having been a past competitor and doing that, yeah, it's even last night, first round, national anthem. You know, get emotional.
Oh yes.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. You know,
she was beautiful.
I get got blood flow. I can feel it still to this day. This is what makes rodeo to me. That's what I live for.
And yeah. Tom Glaus said it. He says after COVID, during COVID, people were searching. They were searching for something, and here was a sport that is just so American, where you pray before it starts. We have a prayer before it starts, where people stand proudly for the national anthem, take off their hats. So people were looking for that, and then at the same time, you got Yellowstone starting, other, Western themed things that were going on. Like last night when we were there, there was just when they honored. Well, they had the national anthem, of course, that was honored, and then the honoring that veteran.
Oh yeah,
that was there. I mean, everybody was standing up.
If I may add to that,
sure.
We were down here at the South Point at the view party. People were standing and cheering here too.
Yeah, that's what amazing. I mean. Yeah, when they do the national anthem, everybody's at the viewpoint. Everybody stands.
Can
up
I tell
and
you
takes
something?
Off their hats.
Yesterday, after we finished the show, I went into there's a restroom close by, and I came out, and everybody was standing with their still. It's like E.F. Hutton or whatever that is. Everybody stood still, and I came out, and people had their hats over their hands over their heart or their hats over their heart. And in the arena, way down here,
they were singing the national anthem.
And the people out here stopped, and I was like, whoa, that gave me chills.
2 days ago also. In fact, I was walking up there. Everybody just comes to a screeching halt. Hats come off. And
hands on
heart.
It is.
It was amazing.
And
to say this isn't an all-American sport.
I want to keep you just a few minutes.
I'll fight you.
I know you're out there doing a thousand things. I want to keep you just a little bit longer here. When we talk about the rodeo, while it's the same, also changes. Things like the acts that are brought in. In between the events, things have to happen. But they have to happen quickly. They have to be organized. We've had chuck wagon races. We've had our trick riders coming in. And you can't, those things change up. And is that up to you?
Part of it is. It's kind of a admin, but I make suggestions and recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of at the end, it's kind of an admin thing. But I probably have more to say about than anybody, I guess.
Yeah.
But we just finalized getting our final bull rider contracted while we were here. He's been hurt, and after talking with him and seeing that his rehab is up and good, he's ready to go and he's eager to come back. And so we're gonna sign him before we leave here. So we got all three of our bullfighters here. Our contract acts, so the trick riders are coming back again this year.
Uh-huh. And, we interviewed them
we had them Monday.
Wednesday.
And I tell
Wednesday.
You what. Wednesday.
And that was our Monday. But
what a hoot that was.
Yeah.
How long have you been riding? Well, I've been riding for 15 years. And I said, okay. And I said, how old are you? 20.
Yeah.
And I went, 20? And they both looked like they were in high school. But they're 5 times Canadian
Act of the Year.
I mean, so we've got top level talent coming in for Reading.
Well, and that's what we try to maintain. We try to keep that bar up there where we bring some of the best that we can find.
Yeah. And they want to come there.
Yes. And Reading has a place on the map. And that's up to us, not only as a committee, but also my job to, make sure we keep that level that level of entertainment coming in.
Okay, I've got two more questions. I'm going to let you go because we have Ruth standing here. One, do people ever know that things are, when things go sideways and they've got to with animals and everything else, you don't ever seem to notice that.
That's my job.
That's your job. But that's what I mean. People don't realize is that you're dealing with, 2 tons of bull and 1,200-pound horses and cattle that maybe just don't want to go that direction, and yet it just keeps happening. And you've got your professional contractors in, but you've got a bunch of volunteers that are out there, too,
from our
Reading Rodeo Association.
And the volunteers have been doing this long enough now.
Yeah.
It's not like we have a bunch of greenhorns out there. They know what to do in case of whatever goes on. We're not going to talk about bulls jumping over fences and things like that. And it's just, that's just one of those things you cannot control. But most everything else, we can, we can slip something in there that that's why we rely heavily on J.G. Harrison, our man in the can and our funny man. You know, if there is an issue, he knows he has to come in there and fill it while we're getting something, corrected.
And you got Will Rasmussen.
Oh, yeah, our announcers are the best.
Wayne,
oh, my gosh.
And Wayne.
Wayne Brooks.
Wayne Brooks.
Both were up for nomination for announcers of the year.
And Will was sitting here. We had him in here for about 40 minutes the other day, and he loves Redding.
Yeah.
And what a great guy he is. But that's, that's what he says is there. They're having to fill. He's calling. It's like rifting, or he's calling triage. He calls it triage.
Yeah,
where you kind of keep it going. Okay, last question. Dirt. I'm just fascinated by the dirt in the rodeo arena. Here at the NFRs, they are testing the temperature 4 or 5 times a day, the humidity of it. But the dirt in the arena is not just regular dirt.
No, it's a constant manicure from midnight of the rodeo on. We're constantly checking how the water is setting up, how the dirt is holding the water. Redding Rodeo has probably some of the best dirt in the world when it comes to holding water. If it rains, that footing under that water is still good.
Uh-huh.
And Nellie Miller, for instance, 3 years ago, mm-hmm. came in there on the last night after it rained for 4 days.
Yeah.
And still posted the third fastest time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, it's constantly monitored, manicured, track the work. They'll work it 3 or 4 times a day just to make sure that, it's ready for.
I've become fascinated with dirt. In fact, I'm going to, we may, just do a show someday on dirt on this because. The science of dirt.
Yeah, and the fact that last night with the barrel racing, what we experienced was that, thank you, falling over, just making a mess here, is that they brushed down, they had six guys, or maybe there were six guys out there between every barrel racer.
With the rakes.
Yes, yeah. With the rakes, making that all just even, and that was fascinating, too.
Yep. It's a constant grooming from once, before we start to the bitter end. Constant grooming.
Okay, we've been here with Liloff, who is a long time, of course. He's from Redding. He's been a member of the association, Redding Rodeo Association, for decades. He's been the president a couple of times. He's the rodeo director. The rodeo director.
He's the rodeo director.
Even at his advanced age that he's at. And making sure it right. Thank you so much.
Hey,
okay, I couldn't let you get out without something here. So thank you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you
today.
For letting me come on in and spend some time with you.
Yeah,
you bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our extravaganza down here is being brought to you by the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria, two organizations that give so much and will continue to give in the coming years. And so anyway, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. proud to play our part.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Ready, set, jingle. Get into the holiday spirit with the Jingle Bell Fun Run at Turtle Bay on Saturday, December 7th, starting at 4 p.m. This festive 2-mile walk or run will have you jingling all the way with free entry into the Redding Garden of Lights at the end of the course. Register now at turtlebay.org/run for a night of holiday magic you won't want to miss.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I know this life is crazy, but I'll be lonesome, baby. I'll ride in on a sunny day, sing you a song, dear.
Heck, you're going yesterday. This is where the breakaway roping championships were for the last couple of days, and they crowned the world champion. And, of course, last night we went to the opening night of the National Finals Rodeo with 17,000 of our closest friends.
We took a shuttle here.
At the Thomas and Mack Arena.
And that was pretty amazing because they have buses upon buses from the thousands of people that stay here at South Point. And what you have here, you have a bunch of, before the rodeo began, there's a whole week of conventions. So we have over 600 rodeos and the PRCA does breakouts, and we learn a whole bunch about these breakout sessions as such. And then the rodeos, a lot of the contestants stay here. So it's just all of Vegas is filled with cowboys and people competing and families and so on and so forth. But the South Point Arena is really, it's an equestrian center. So even though there's a casino up on top and restaurants and all these ballrooms and these breakout rooms where we also have a Cinch Christmas show with I don't know how many vendors, 60, 70 vendors in these different arenas, you would never know it. They can house up to 1,800 horses underneath the arena. It's pretty amazing, and that's where we are right now.
And we're here with Ruth Nichols. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Ruth is a friend of ours, and we met her through rodeo. Started with Red Bluff. But
Red Bluff, we met you now, and became good friends.
You are a media publicist.
Publicist.
And you do it nationally.
Yes.
You do a number of rodeos. Talk to us about that.
I'm based out of Nebraska, and I, as you mentioned, do publicity for the Red Bluff Roundup. But I had, this year, 10 rodeos across the nation, everywhere from Red Bluff to St. Paul, Oregon, to the Badlands Circuit Finals in Minot, North Dakota, to Franklin, Tennessee, just all over.
So you're doing Franklin, Tennessee, and St. Paul, which is on the opposite sides of the country, totally on the opposite sides of the country. And so what is your mission then?
To get the word out about these rodeos. Nuts and bolts, rodeos have two sources of income, either sponsorships or ticket sales. And so I'm more on the ticket sales side, the news releases, the social media posts, the interviews scheduled with KCNR or whoever. But in a more larger sense, to share with the world how good, what great entertainment rodeo is. It's family entertainment. It's fun. You have a good time. You're showcasing the American cowboy, who has been a legend for the last 150 years in this country. So it's really a labor of love as much as it is getting a paycheck.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So you find your niche.
Yeah, I have. You know, I love the ag world. I grew up in the ag world. I did not grow up in the rodeo world, which I think is a benefit in a roundabout way. Mm-hmm. But, yeah,
both,
I have
both.
My
you
niche.
Need both. Mm-hmm. All right. So why we're here at the South Point Casino and Plaza, you have there's an area that the tradesmen have for people who are putting on rodeos, looking for people like yourself that can come in and like help us put everything together so that we know, okay, so you're going to handle that, and you've got your specialty acts and clowns, et cetera, and stuff. So what has that been like for you?
So that
having a special booth.
Yes, I have a booth, and committees walk by, and you hope they hire you, but you visit with all of them, and it's just to get the word out. Just as Lee mentioned that they had hired bullfighters here for Reading, the bullfighters have booths, the announcers, the clowns, the specialty acts, and you're just hoping that you're hoping to make contacts and have one of those committees hire you. Because I am a I'm contract labor.
You're a consultant in many ways, right?
Yeah.
They bring you in, and well, we've seen what a great job you've done with Red Bluff. I mean, when we
work with you,
on Tuesday you've got so and so, here's a number, they're going to come in, blah blah blah, and you come in with them. I mean, it's again a military operation that you've been. I really feel like each one of that, that's your job, and you execute it wonderfully, and that's what you want. You need to leave. You just need to say, okay, you handle that. We've got this to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you guys are our partners. I want to treat you guys right as well.
Well, you always do. And that's for sure. Now we need to take a quick break, and, we'll be right back. But, and we're Ruth Nichols, that is a the media consultant, I guess you could say.
Publicist
for 10 rodeos that literally span the United States. And all that we're going to talk about, we talked about a little bit about what she does, but then all the different things that happen. And I've never seen Ruth be frazzled. Have you ever seen Ruth?
No, I
frazzled?
Haven't. And no, but we are here broadcasting live.
We're frazzled.
Yeah, we're broadcasting
but
live. We've got
to take a break.
And we just want to thank our sponsors, the Reading Rodeo Association, as well as Reading Rancheria. They've made it possible for us to be here and to promote rodeo, Reading Rodeo. We're going to talk more about that when we get back. It's been fun. We're going to have some great guests. Ruth will be with us when we come back after these messages.
It's a road to the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy. It'll drive a man insane. And he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play the game.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
All right. Hey, thank our staff back at the KCNR in Redding. A lot of moving parts here where we've got Ruth Nichols with us. He's a publicist. We've been talking about all things rodeo. We were here at the beginning of the week for what they call the convention, and then the 10 days of NFR. And Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ruth, we met Ruth through the Red Bluff Roundup, which is an amazing event. How many days is Red Bluff Roundup?
Three days, performances, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon.
All right. And so you have to organize all the press, background of the players. You get to know a lot of these people.
You do. You know, you get to talk to different cowboys and cowgirls, and then you'll see them at other rodeos throughout the year, and you make those connections. And that's one thing that I think is so enjoyable about rodeo. You go other places, and you see the same people, and you build relationships, and you have friends.
Yeah, we had last night at the when we actually went to the Thomas and Mack Arena, we had seats, so we paid tickets to actually attend the rodeo. And so we kept thinking, our seats were up high, and we were looking down at the, with the arena. We were there at Ground Zero before the whole thing, which I love to do when we get there on Monday, is when they're starting to move the dirt around and you hear the beeps of the trucks and everything. They're setting the sound up, you know, like really for the rock star show. And then they had this stage that was hanging in the middle of the arena. We were above it. And we thought, what? I said, well, Carl, there's drums and there's a keyboard. So somewhere, so they came out, of course, they did the national anthem and the prayer, and then Jason Aldean comes out.
Wasn't that awesome? I didn't know he was there. I didn't know it'd be him, and it was great.
Stage lit up, and it was, and fireworks, and it was a rock show. And we were just like, oh my God, so that's a bing, bang, boom. Like, let's just rip your face off before we even start, you know? So that's the excitement of it. And so you've been part of that, and how can you not? Like, but my point is that they're contestants that are from Red Bluff, contestants from Reading that have made it to the NFR, and they're there. And how many people from your area that you've seen that have grown and become these world the best?
Well, and rodeo is a unique sport in that those cowboys are competing year-round. And it's such a it's a marathon. It's not just those 8 seconds that you're on that bowl or 4 seconds to make a steer wrestling run. It's the travel, the practice, the horsepower. So I have a special spot in my heart for those guys and gals because you know how strenuous it is to make it here just to qualify for the National Finals Rodeo, which is a huge deal. And the horsepower. Man, you see those horses and you know the skill they have to be here competing, the stories they have. Oh, gosh. It just, I love those stories.
The athletics of the animals.
The horse that I think it was the bronc rider was doing. He had ridden it before. This horse is 20 years old. 20 years old, you think about that. And this horse is still at the level at the national finals because the contractors take really good care of those horses.
Yes.
You know, and you figure they work for 8 seconds, you know, and they only buck them maybe once, sometimes twice during a rodeo. And then the rest of the time that and the other thing, you're never going to see a skinny horse coming out of there.
No.
You've never seen a skinny horse.
These horses are an asset. They're very valuable. I mean, financially, and I hate to say just financially, emotionally as well, but you will not mistreat a horse that helps you win thousands of dollars, and it really becomes your partner.
Absolutely. And they talk about that with their horses. And their lines. And we see right here at the arena at South Point, those stalls downstairs and the stalls that are across the way are cleaner than some people's homes.
Michael and Paula Gaughan are wonderful hosts and hostesses for the PRCA. They're, Michael, of course, is the owner of the South Point Hotel and Casino, and he is he's a horse guy. His wife is a horse guy. He's a Nebraskan originally. I have to throw that out there. And they are so gracious to the PRCA and host so many things here.
Well, and you can tell from staff that work here, everybody, it's almost like it's their place too. Mm-hmm. I've never had an attitude from anybody who's worked here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it tells you the part of the whole thing.
Right.
He's built this for the equestrian events. Now, what comes next, Ruth? You're here at the.
For me?
Yeah. Where's your, when's your first rodeo start?
Red Muff.
Oh, Red Bull. Yeah. So you got a couple months, and then it just boom, boom, boom. After
you know,
that.
Starting January, as soon as the New Year's is over and we start the New Year, there'll be a lot of stories for rodeo programs, news releases. I mean, we will gear up. We'll be updating websites, making plans for the year. It's so intense for me in my job between about May 1 and Labor Day that I try to do as much in the winter as I can get done before rodeo season really hits.
Well, there's a lot of stuff.
We look forward to seeing you in a few months, and thank you for being on our program this morning, Ruth Nichols.
Thank you always for including me. You guys are gracious.
Absolutely.
You know what? What can I say? You're such a professional, and you get out the press releases. You make sure that we have guests, and they show up, and you're there with them.
Yes.
And it helps us, and for you, which is your profession, but it helps us to be able to bring the stories out to everybody.
My pleasure to do it.
Well,
thank you, Ruth. Okay. We're going to take a break, and we'll come right back. We have Steve Knowles. Boy, we got we are so
from the PRCA, the administration office,
and so much more. This guy's got a great history, and the PRCA, what they stand for, Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. We're happy that he's going to take a minute to be with us this morning. We are broadcasting live here from South Point. It is NFR. National Finals Rodeo Week. It began last night, 10 days of the world's best. And, you know, you want the Cowboy Channel is just amazing how they keep evolving, too, and bringing it into our homes where all these watch parties that are happening here. We may be going over time with our commercial breaks, but we don't care. We're live. It's very, very exciting, and we're going to be right back here. Thank you to the Reading Rodeo Association as well as the Reading Rancheria. We'll be right back.
Breaks when the cowboy dies, so you ain't a cowboy.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says when you dive deeper into the numbers, things not quite as rosy as they appear.
We continue to see this unprecedented divergence between the number of jobs being added to the economy and the number of people who are actually employed. That the latter has been going down even as the former goes up.
Antoni says number of full-time jobs continues to shrink as part-time employment expands. President Biden's reportedly considering preemptive pardons for current and former government officials who could find themselves in hot water when the new Trump administration takes over.
Two people familiar with the matter say deliberations have largely been among White House lawyers, but Biden himself has discussed the topic with senior aides. They say no decisions have been made. The preemptive move would be a novel and risky use of presidential power. Pardons are historically afforded to those accused of specific crimes, usually those already convicted.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas. A federal appeals court panel has upheld a law that could lead to a ban on Chinese-owned TikTok in a few short months, a resounding defeat for the social media platform as it fights for its survival in the U.S. and could be an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Seems like the NYPD zeroing in on a person of interest in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Investigators now know how the individual got to New York and where he stayed. Police have also released photos of the suspect, the pictures lifted from surveillance video. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is 63 points higher, while the Nasdaq is up 134, and the S&P better by 21 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trump's victory is just the first battle. The deep state stranglehold on our economy took 50 years to build, and they won't let it go without fighting. The damage runs deeper than most Americans realize. A corrupt monetary system, a national debt exploding beyond control, a crumbling dollar. The deep state spent 50 years rigging our system. Now their economic time bomb is nearly unstoppable. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bennett. I'm here to remind you, you are not powerless. Throughout history, gold has been a safe haven from economic corruption. My trusted allies at Birch Gold Group know this. That's why they help Americans diversify their IRAs and 401ks into gold. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold IRAs. Text the word PREPARE to 989898 right now. Don't let 50 years of globalist sabotage destroy your savings. Text the word PREPARE to the number 989898 and protect your hard-earned savings. Again, that's PREPARE to 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
The head of South Korea's governing party now says he supports impeachment of the country's embattled president.
He's been in there meeting with his own legislators all day today and apparently has been having difficulty in persuading them to come behind him to support the impeachment motion. So this is still a very fluid situation. Also very odd that we're now, 60 hours since the lifting of that martial law order, but we've heard nothing from President Yoon. He appears to be holed up in the presidential building on the other side of the river from here. We don't know what's going on in his mind, but he certainly has told the leader of his own party that it's not time for him to speak to the public or to legislators here yet.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Seoul. Iran says it conducted a successful space launch, the latest for a program that the West alleges is all about strengthening Tehran's ballistic missile program. News and analysis, townhall.com. A troubled federal prison and some of its satellite facilities are being shuttered.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons told employees and Congress the women's prison in Dublin, California, and its deactive minimum security prison camps in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Florida are shutting down. The reasons being given are inadequate staffing and high costs. 7 months ago, the California prison was temporarily closed in the wake of staff-on-inmate abuse. Hundreds of people who were incarcerated at FCI Dublin are suing the agency. The Bureau of Prisons says this is not downsizing. It is committed to finding jobs for every affected employee. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The NBA returning to China next season. The league has struck a deal to play preseason games there. Over 5 years ago, the league was banned for not punishing a player who had tweeted support of pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, this is our final day down here in Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo, brought to you by the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria, both organizations who have done so much for our community. Christmas time is coming. Can you think of better presents, Linda, than
tickets
to the Redding Rodeo?
And they're on sale now.
17th. That's right. ReddingRodeo.com. In fact, don't shop anywhere else except ReddingRodeo.com, because as we've seen over the last few years, they get these ticket agencies out there, and they're going to charge you double. And last year, we even had a couple of instances where people had bought tickets from these outside agencies that were no good. So, ReddingRodeo.com, Friday and Saturday are always sold out. Wednesday and Thursday are getting close to that, so get your tickets early. Good morning. Christina's there at the helm for us, and we really appreciate that. And our guest today on this segment is Steve Knowles, who is the administrative officer of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And even though that sounds like a dry title, if you know Steve, it's not dry. So good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me.
And Steve, well, tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, share with our audience a little bit about your history and what brings you at this point in your life in this position with the PRCA.
Well, I started out as a contestant 35 plus years ago. Was a very mediocre bull rider, I would say. It led me into the officiating part of the rodeo. I was a pro official for the PRCA for 20 years, I believe. Judged the National Finals Rodeo over 20 times.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Now, to do that, are you chosen by the competitors? Or, I mean, a lot of times, like you see the officials there because they've earned it during the year.
We, maybe not strictly off the competitors, but it is they do kind of sort through the best officials, what the association feels, contestants feel, and that's how you get selected here.
So, yeah, it's like being the Super Bowl.
So when we were there last night and we saw, I mean, I'm just curious, as a judge, there are four scores, so up on the board. And then when you say like 43, 39, 40, whatever that is, while a contestant is in their 8 seconds, let's say, what are you judging that point?
We have, there's criteria set forth in the rule book, what's required to make a good ride, a good animal. You know, there's just some different qualities that they've set forth, our forefathers in this sport. And so we kind of base it on that. It's really it just has to work in your mind and figure out, you know, you mark an animal 1 to 25 and you mark a ride 1 to 25, anywhere in the middle there. And here at the National Finals, like you said, four judges, we add them all up and divide it by two, and that's how we come up with this.
Okay.
So that's because we were watching, and it's amazing how close the judges are, except in one guy was like 4 points higher in just one time than everybody else. And it was like, what did he see? You know,
it's just positions. You know, it's just so many different positions
in
this arena. You know, that one judge might have been the correct one or may not have been. Who knows, you know, whatever position he's in, and you just got to kind of do what you can do.
When you say positions, are the judges not sitting together, or are they separate?
They're all separate inside the arena. So
yes.
Not only are they scoring, they're running for their life a good part of the time, you know. So
they were all up in the fence when that one bull was doing a victory lap.
Correct.
Last night.
And there's not a lot of fence to climb there. You know, there's only a few areas you can climb, but yeah, so there's four judges. Two are at the back, two are at the front.
Okay,
so
got it.
Everybody, they kind of want everybody to have a different view.
That's,
you know,
cool.
Well, that makes sense. And even at this level of competition, we still had somebody last night that didn't mark out. But there's an instant replay now. Did I see that going on?
There is, and we call it a review instead of a replay.
Okay.
And I don't know why. That's just, you know, somebody come up with that.
Yeah.
But we do review any miss out that happens here this year. First time ever.
Cool.
A saddle bronc rider was called for missing his horse out. Mm-hmm. It was confirmed through the review. It's the first time in the history that we've ever done this at the National Finals Rodeo.
All right.
And it, we're not doing everything. We just do six specific things. So
okay.
We're not set up to do timing yet. So like slaps in the bull riding or buck off times.
All right.
That's probably coming next year. It's not this year.
There's so, you know, there's, and what Steve's talking about, if a bull rider who is on a very competitive animal, you might say, if your hand comes down and slaps that bull, you're disqualified.
It happens prior to the 8 seconds.
Prior to the 8 seconds, right.
It's a no score.
It's
all three events, bareback, saddle bronc, and bull ride.
It is.
It's very common in the bull ride, or more common, I should say. So I think next year will be exciting to be able to review that also. And we're really not here to rejudge the event. We're just trying to confirm their call. We're giving a little safety net.
That's cool.
Trying to get things.
Because, you know, because when you come to the national finals, you're talking $30,000+ for first place, and these are the very best of thousands of cowboys are here, these 15 people, and to have something like that, I mean, that's, you know, it's real important, and then you go for the average. So, yeah, having a review kind of makes sense.
Well, you know, it's life-changing money for these young men
that
have worked hard to get here. We would like not to have human error cost them money.
So last night when we had the contestants, just for our listeners so they can kind of see, the 10 days. So now the contestants that performed last night, will they perform every night for 10 days, or will they do three? Do they draw for three? Just help us understand for these 10 days.
So the National Finals Rodeo, the top 15 in the world standings qualify for this. So 15 people. They compete every night.
Wow.
So you get on 10 bulls, 10 whatever
Jeez.
It is. And then, you know, 30, I think it's close to 33,000.
Yeah, 33,000.
A night or possible. You know, I think we pay six places down.
Six places down.
And then at the end, after the 10 days is over, the highest person on 10 animals wins the average, which is 78,000, somewhere around that. But it's big, big life-changing money for these kids. They're making career out of this.
Well, you know, in the last, I don't know, 10 years, I don't know, the money's, you know, exploded.
And when they announced $2 million cowboy, $2 million, $3 million, $3 million, $1.2 million cowgirl, that's impressive.
It's very impressive. And they can make a really good living out of doing this. And so it becomes very important. Then you get to the top 15 coming here, and like the bareback rider wasn't old enough to get the Pendleton whiskey last night.
His parents still have to check him into the hotel because you have to be 21 in Las Vegas to check into a hotel.
And he's 20 years old.
He's 20.
Yeah, so. And here's a 20-year-old young man at the top of his game. And, he could go on for another 5 years, but he's 20 years old and he wins the, opening night.
It's exciting. I mean,
it
really,
is
really
exciting.
You know, I don't know if Tom shared with you yesterday, you know, the payout goes up approximately $1 million a year for the next 12 years. So 12 years from today, it's double what it is today with the current contract with Las Vegas Events and the PRC.
Oh, my goodness. And, Steve, isn't it great with what's happening with the Cowboy Channel that afterwards here at South Point they do the buckle ceremony, and then you get to see all the family come up on stage, and you get to hear the contestant talk about, this is my wife or my girlfriend or my mom and my dad and the stock contractor who had the animal. And so that's a fascinating buy-in for all of the people watching to be able to get to know that contestant better and the stock contractors.
You know, and that's what we really have never been really good at, is telling stories. And that's what that's about, is telling stories. You know, this is a real person. His mom and dad are here, his children. I mean, it's real. And we're airing it on the Cowboy Channel.
Yeah.
And people get to know that. It's, you know, and people love stories, and they love to know the history. And I think it's phenomenal.
And when they see, when they see these competitors like the Team Roll came up, I mean, these guys travel, they've been world champions before, and they talk about each other, and they talk, you know, I mean, in such a good sense. And but you know, everybody that's competing on their horses, they give so much, acclaim to the animals they're riding and how good they are. So,
and Steve, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, speaking of storytelling, maybe we can encourage you to tell a few stories when we get back.
Okay, thank you.
Remember, Steve Knowles is administrative officer of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. I think it's about the third year. We've been coming here 3 years. And, you know, I can't say enough the fact that y'all can take your time. I mean, it's not like you're not pretty busy this week to be with us. And we're being brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria, and I can't say enough about them. But we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. We're here for the National Finals Rodeo. Been broadcasting this week and had just some great guests talking about the National Finals, which is, if you want to equate it to like the World Series of baseball and the Super Bowl of football, this is the equivalent of that. And we're talking...
In 10 days of it.
In 10 days of it. It's, you know... I can't say enough. If you've never had a chance to come down here to the National Finals, you need to try that one time. We were with some people from Czechoslovakia and France were in here yesterday.
Standing in line with us.
And
to get on the shuttle?
Their very first rodeo. But they've been watching it on the Cowboy Channel. And we're here with Steve Knowles, who is the administrative officer for the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. You know, officials and everything else, he has to keep it. In the way it's running, we heard some things about, you know, Jason Aldean last night, and I mean, bringing in the big, limo with the leader in each one of the, disciplines coming in. Steve, how do you keep all of this under, keep it under control?
And there's a lot of people, people run this thing, and especially the production part of the National Finals Rodeo. You know, they have a general manager, and he has a heck of a crew. I really don't have to worry about too much of the production here at this rodeo, but I do have to keep track of the rodeo officials, contestants in that part. But it's managed by a great team, this whole event is here in Las Vegas. And I probably don't even know how many are on his crew, but it's the same people. He keeps bringing the same people back and back. So it's everybody knows their job. And you know, we always have a few hiccups, but I thought last night was pretty smooth.
It was. I tell you what.
Day one for 10 days straight. Day one.
And it
opening
was,
night.
It was spectacular.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Fireworks.
I mean,
music,
a full-blown show.
Jason Aldean coming out there, starting it off. The girl singing, or the woman singing.
National anthem.
National anthem was
she
beautiful.
Was fabulous. Oh, wow. Everybody, I think, it just, a pin could drop. But it's amazing how there's no lag time.
Oh,
it's
no.
Just, it's 3 hours of constant, just a great show.
They would kill us if it lasted 3 hours.
No, it's like about 2 hours. Yeah.
All right.
It's a little, just a tick over 2 hours. It used to have to be done in 2 hours.
Okay.
Till it went live on the TV. And they had to add some TV timeouts. And that's what they do. You don't even realize in that building, because they're between events, and that's when you see the dancing, the fan cam.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's during the 3 minutes. There's 3 minute breaks. In
oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. That was fun to see that.
Oh, okay.
Kids dancing.
It was 2 hours. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. If it went 3 hours, there'd be,
you know,
I don't know. Maybe
you'd find Steve laying down.
I was
your
thinking
place.
Three because it was a 3 hour block by the time we waited in line, got on the, and it was lovely. I mean, when you get to the Thomas and Mac, just to people watch and hear and feel the excitement, and some of the contestants came out after they were done, and they were hanging out, taking pictures, and it was, you know, wonderful.
It is. It's a great fan experience. And when you get there, it's, you know, it starts at 5:45. It actually, that first 15 minutes is not TV time. It starts at 6.
Okay.
On the TV.
Well, that's when they bring in the what was the grand entry.
Grand entry. That's kind of when the time. That's kind of when the rodeo kicks off.
Yeah.
When
it's very good. The sponsors which are a lot of casinos in this town, they would prefer us not to be sitting in the Thomas and Mac for 3 hours.
Yeah.
They'd rather us be sitting here somewhere.
Steve, when the entrance happens and all of the contestants are on horses, where we were in our position, we were up pretty high, excuse me,
good seat.
To watch the control of how many horses, by the way, are out there in the, when they do the round and they're all at once?
Well, that's a good question. And everybody is required to ride in that except the bareback riders, and they're getting ready,
right,
of course.
Right.
So every other contestant, 15 in each event, are out there horseback.
Yeah.
And they rehearse that a few days ago. It's usually pretty wild on the rehearsal,
uh-huh,
because some of those horses haven't been rode in a while, and you'll see a lot that want to buck. And
we saw a couple of them have come off before while we've been watching.
Right.
Because
but that was beautiful
the horse
last night.
Isn't real.
No, and some of the people ride their own horses, but like the bull riders and bronc riders, they don't.
Right.
They have to use a horse.
Yeah.
And they come out, and what we're saying is that we're encouraging our listeners to tune in tonight to Cowboy Channel and watch the whole experience, because and that's actually broadcast, isn't it? Yes,
it
that
is.
Part is.
Yes, that's kind of the first step.
Yeah. And to watch all those horses at once in that arena, it seems like there's 60, 70 horses, maybe?
No, that's right, more than that.
Yeah.
15 in each event.
Yeah.
Times 8 or 9.
Wow.
I mean, now you got to picture Thomas Mack Arena when we talk about this. This is where the Running Rebels play basketball. So, I mean, and they bring in the dirt, and I've been obsessing about dirt now for 3 days, you know, but they're bringing it in, and it's got to be, you know, all this. Everybody's coming in. The differences between an indoor rodeo like this and an outdoor rodeo, big differences.
Big difference. And you can control, you know, it's climate controlled, so outdoor rodeo, you're at the mercy of Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here they really, you know, they bring in fresh dirt. Every so many years, they sift it, take the rocks out. They have a moisture. They check the moisture in it twice a day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really a science.
Yeah.
Alan Reinheimer, who's the general manager, he's a farmer from Indiana by birth.
Yeah.
So he really takes pride in this.
Because of the distances and all this, you know, a lot. I mean, inside, especially in the team roping. They've got a pull. They've got, once they load up on the header, he's got to turn that, and now you've got that wall.
The wall is really, and it really plays into how you handle things. You know, the header really has to be aware and handle things properly, or that steer will just be in the wall, and you won't be able to rope him.
Right.
It's amazing. And the dirt has to be stable enough for the horse just to turn on a dime like that. And there's, you know, that's a concrete floor, of course, about 16 inches of dirt on top. So really not that much when you think about
it.
Well, Steve, we have, we got about 4 minutes left. We talked about storytelling. What do you have up your sleeve? What kind of story can you share with our listeners? Anything.
You know, I have a lot of stories personally.
I'm sure you
probably can't share all of them.
But yeah, we have a delete button.
Family friendly.
No, you know. In my story, just my story, I don't even know how I got here. I don't even know if I ever really had a real job. You know, I've always been in this industry. I raised a family with this industry, and all of a sudden I've been here 25 years, and I don't know how it got there. I just don't, you know, I'm a Florida native. My kids are still in Florida, so I had to move to Colorado Springs for this role.
For PRCA.
How I got here, I don't know. It's just luck.
Well, I can tell you that when the people mention your name, everybody has pleasant things to say about you. A lot of respect.
Well, I appreciate it, but you probably hadn't asked everybody.
Well.
You know, I was a rodeo official, so there is some people that are still angry with me. I had a lot of fun over the years, though. And, you know, I'm kind of on the end of my career a little bit, so I just don't know how I got here.
Is rodeo going to continue to build? I mean, we really spiked, and Tom was talking about a steady growth that people just seem to be more and more interested.
I think it's going to continue to grow because people love the fact that we pray, we do the Pledge of Allegiance, we honor the flag. The military is a big part of rodeo, and I think people like that. you know, that we're Americans. You know, we're all Americans, and we need to bond together with this world. And I think it does, at least for the 2 hours you're sitting in the Thomas and Mack, you're not thinking about the world's problems.
That's true.
You know, that's
your mind off that.
And no matter what your political bent is, when you're there to have a good time and to watch and just to watch top competitors.
The world's best.
The world's best.
And this isn't, you know, people, this is an event like the Super Bowl. You know, it's kind of hard when you think about who won the Super Bowl last year. You really got to think about it.
Yeah.
But you love the Super Bowl. And this is just a destination event. Usually about 2 or 3 weeks after this is over, I can't even remember who won. But I always remember the experience of being here and enjoying it. You know, if you don't get excited here, you probably should do something else.
Right. The announcers, see, what's great is that what you're going to be seeing when you tune into the Cowboy Channel and watch the NFR, for those of you who can't be here, is that many of these contestants come to Reading. You will see them at the Reading Rodeo. So it's not unattainable to have this talent that keeps continuing on the rodeo circuit to just keep on honing their craft.
And I believe 99% of these contestants went to Reading, California last year, and they'll go this year. Reading, you know, it's on our playoff series list of rodeos. It's one of our top 60 rodeos. It's very important to the full-time contestants. They almost have to go to Reading to get here. It's part of the trip.
Well, we're in that spring group, and everybody is still pretty healthy. And I don't think people realize the how hard it is on our competitors out there. The travel, you're getting
sometimes driving all night long
to get places. The injuries that happen, and they just work through them.
And their families.
Family and just their spirit. You know, when you're losing day after day, it'll break your spirit. If you're winning, there's nothing like it. That'll fix everything.
That fixes everything.
But they all go through the ups and downs of winning and losing, and you got to really be disciplined and dedicated to stay out there when you're not making a dollar, you know, and getting up, and you're hungry, and you miss your family, you're homesick. You have to be dedicated, and you have to see this carrot at the end of the at the end of the road, and it's a big carrot.
It's a big carrot. That's it.
Well, Steve Knowles, thanks for joining us this morning, and all the PRCA. And, again, 9 more days of the NFR.
And just tune in to the Cowboy Channel, and you can watch the best in the world for 8 seconds. Give it everything they have. So,
well, thanks, Carl, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
And I enjoy it. This is the third year with you, and I always look
appreciate
forward to
it.
Well, you know what? We really feel honored to have you and Tom come in. I mean, you don't get much bigger in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association than you two, and that y'all would like to come by here.
We do. Me and Tom we work really good together.
All right.
And we'll be here. You know, our time will be up. This event will get even bigger without us. So we're just a part of the puzzle.
Well, thank you so much for everything you do for rodeo and for everything else that you do in real life. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For the National Finals Rodeo, and it's brought to you by our friends over at the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria. And here we are. We kind of finished up with all of our guests for this week because we wanted to kind of wrap all this up in the next 30 minutes and talk about experiences here, but also the rodeo. The Redding Rodeo, during the break, Steve was telling us that you're going to see probably 99% of the best in the world champions, come through Redding. Redding's one of the top-rated rodeos here in the nation, in the top 60, and in fact, you're in the up 35th in the ratings here. That's how important Redding is to the rodeo, Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and a lot of these champions come through there to compete in Redding, the best in the world. So when you think about that, it'd be like having a World Series guys coming through and are playing on the Colt 45s or some of the Super Bowl champs playing there over there at Simpson or Shasta College. So that's how big it is.
Well, we both joined the Redding Rodeo Association, and I'm involved with the Women's Auxiliary, which is there
and
to
Chicks
to,
and Chaps.
And Chicks and Chaps. And so there's been those kinds of meetings as well, but what we're trying to do is like anything else. If you're involved with an organization, you go off to a convention, or you want to know more deeply involved, get more in depth into what it's about. And so this is our third year to be here as we do our show live, but we drive in on a Sunday, and Monday we attend the gala, and there's always a keynote speaker. Of course, you had the grandson of the founder of Coors.
Pete Coors was was inducted into there as a legend of pro rodeo. And as he pointed out, he says, I just received a lifetime achievement award. And he says, my life's not over. So I'd really like to achieve a few more things, but it's the level they have here. Like they've had, they had Red Siegel, who is the world famous balladeer and storyteller and poet.
I believe he was last year.
Yeah, it was last year. They have their speakers have been Taylor Sheridan came in one year.
Right.
And the big thing that everybody talked about was, you know, for people that are rodeo aficionados or people that are, you know, associated with rodeo, is like last night when we met the two people from Boston that were from, you know, that were in the line behind us. We were getting ready to hop back on the bus. This was their first rodeo they'd ever been to. And what we did was we shared because they had questions and we were able, you know, thankfully to be able to answer them. But to welcome people in
right.
to our family, our rodeo family, and our rodeo family is nationwide. And, you know, they may show up with their hats on backwards, which
right.
has happened, or they have no concept. But you don't look down on them at all. You welcome them into the rodeo
right.
family. And they were so excited.
Now, here's this couple behind us was very interesting because she was French and he was
Czechoslovakian.
And
living in
and
Boston.
They live in Boston. They oh, but they said, we have a house in Cape Cod, but we have an apartment in downtown Boston.
Yeah.
And then they said that they had just 2 weeks ago had gone to New York. Take a point. You know, we're in Boston. We can travel around. So they went to New York for the opera.
Yeah, they took the train.
And then they came out here, and they're in Las Vegas.
Well, they have friends in San Francisco
yeah.
that were with them.
Yes.
And they came out to visit them, and then they came over to Las Vegas for the national finals.
Yeah.
So they've been watching rodeo on the Cowboy Channel.
So we want to thank our sponsors. Now, one thing about Redding Rancheria, I want to give you a little update about, you know, Redding Rancheria and what they do as far as the outreach of what they do to promote, to sponsor, to support. You know, they've given out over $4 million in grant money, and every year annually there's two, opportunities to go on to Redding Rancheria where you can actually, you don't have to be a 501c. It could be an organization and that where you have a business and you need something. Or let's say, I always bring it, equate it to like, maybe you've got a, there's a playground that needs, you know, new trash cans or
swing sets.
Anything like that.
Or a community that needs a fire truck. They bought fire trucks.
They've
before.
Been amazing. So the Redding Rancheria is a federally recognized tribe with Pitt River, Wintu, and Yana people. Redding Rancheria is a leader in the constructive development of its people, the larger Indian community, and the Redding region. And of course, we do know that their medical facilities, their wellness
clinics they've started,
they're amazing in their outreach in this area as well. And we just love the fact that they have partnered with us, and they have partnered with the Redding Rodeo open arms with the leadership of Redding Rodeo in the last few years. How they said, you know what, let's bring in the Redding Rancheria. We, you know, this is really their land, and let's share it. And so they come out and they do their dances. On the opening night, it will be Native American night, the opening night of rodeo.
May 14th, and it is when we've been watching this for the last 2 years, and it's absolute silence when they're out there performing in the regalia that they have. It's very well accepted. Now, the Redding Rodeo Association, this is our 77th rodeo. This year in 2025. Bucking by the river. And has been a part of Redding for 77 years. The, as everybody knows, the Redding Rodeo Association, of which I'm part of, and Linda's part of the auxiliary and the, Chicks and Chaps part, there was some consternation if this lease was going to be done. And the people of Redding and
the North
Shasta
State.
County and the North State came in and let the city council know this is really important. And you saw some changes, I mean literally changes from sitting members of the Redding Rodeo, I mean of the city council, say, you know, this is something we have to keep. And then people running for city council this year that won, Paul DeNuca, Mike Letow, and Aaron Reznor were on the show, and every one of them express strong support for the Reading Rodeo Association and keeping that Reading Rodeo going for another 77 years. So it looks like that 25-year lease is going to be signed here, I think, in January. They've got to get all the, you know, all the legal and everything stuff put together, with two 10-year extensions after that. And what's that mean? That allows the Reading Rodeo then to acquire funds to redo everything at the rodeo. We're not talking about, you know, building the footprint out, no, but new stands, new timing systems, a big screen out there, different, you know, just making the whole experience a lot better. And that's what that 25-year lease meant. They can always be part of what's going on down there by the river. And the, and another important thing is the city wants to partner up. They'd like to have a member of their city council on the board of directors there at the Reading Rodeo Association, which I think is a great idea. You see that up at Pendleton, which has got one
and
of the
Reno,
largest,
and yes.
Reno, and one of, you know, two of the largest rodeos here, in America. So the city and the Rodeo Association partnering up like that, along with Reading Rancheria, which is going to be breaking ground on their new casino here in the next year or so.
I think it would be interesting if somebody from City Council actually came to NFR, came during this week, because, you know, it's more than just rodeo, because what we're doing here and what we're finding out is that there's so many community leaders that are here from different cities that we meet, and it's about building their community. And one of the take-home things, they're talking about storytelling, but they're talking about how you take the week of rodeo, or the 10 days or the 2 weeks of rodeo before and after, and you turn it into, you know, events that are happening in the restaurants, events that are happening in bars. You know, we have pancake
hotels,
breakfast. We have all of the stuff that's going on, but even more so. So it's like everything in Vegas right now, everything is all about cowboys and rodeo.
It really is. Everything you see, the Sphere.
Country music everywhere.
If you want to come down and just go to several of the shows, you've got every big country western stars here. Like we said last night, Jason Aldean opened up the national finals with one song.
One song.
One song, and that was it. And it was a surprise. And they're going to have different ones, I think, for the next 9 days. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. And again, our time down here and being able to be here at the National Finals Rodeo has been sponsored by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria. And we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon. I think the two young lovers are running wild and free.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walk-through home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, we're not there in the studios today. We're down here at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. We're covering the National Finals Rodeo. And it's brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria that's sponsored our shows down here this week. We have had a great selection of guests that have stopped by. And if you go to Facebook right now, you can see us live on Facebook as we're doing the show here.
And we are. We're live right now.
On Facebook and on the station.
Hey, everybody. It's been great. We're closing up here with the last 15 minutes of a pretty phenomenal week. Thank you for joining us, and that's it.
Okay. The thing that you learn is, okay, so what's our typical day here? Well, our typical day starts at 5 in the morning or earlier as we get ready to get ready for the show. While our table and the backdrop is all set up, but we bring all of our equipment with us and set that up. I can't say enough about our producers, Christina and David, for getting us on the air. Now, and of course, our last day here, something's happened, I pushed the wrong button or something, and we can't hear Christina, but she can hear us, and it's going out, thankfully. Otherwise, I don't know what we would have done. So I want to give a big shout-out to our producers.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's talk about our little routine that we do here, Carl. I get up at 4:30, and you know
You get up at 4:30.
Well, I get up at 4:30, and that's, like, unbelievable in Vegas. I go down to the Starbucks to get, you know, coffee and a, you know, little sausage thing to bring back up so, you know, we can start the day with, you know, vitamins, et cetera, and just get ready. So, you know, we're in the casino. And, you know, I can only compare it to when I started working in Las Vegas in the 1970s. You know, things have changed. We all know that for many people that attend conventions now, just to get out of the casino is a long walk. It's a long walk to get out. So it's not like before when I was at the MGM, you get out of your, you come down the hotel, I go out a back way and I get in my car and go.
Things have, you know, like here at South Point, we're not down on the strip. We're out a little bit on 15, but you could literally stay here and never leave the hotel. I mean, 9 restaurants, they have a movie theater, they have bowling alleys, they have all types of different, different events going on. I mean, literally, you know, it's kind of like we walk outside, you know, several minutes a day, you know, just to walk outside, see the sun.
Get some fresh air. Yeah.
Because after the show is over and we pick up our stuff and we move it back to the room, then there's other events going on.
We take our stuff down. This is what I was trying to talk about, a routine since we've been here, is we take our stuff down and then we take it back up to the room, our equipment, and we've left our, you know, our back poster up. We're going to take that as well. So it's been kind of like a pop-up broadcast. And
South Point has supported
for
us.
They certainly have.
They've given us the area. They've given us the high-speed internet and all this. And, you know, it's getting harder every year. Not, you know, because they're making it harder. It's just more and more and more people are coming.
Well,
every year, more media, more, podcast, everything.
Well, yesterday, for instance, and I think that's going to happen today, they have a bowl, just like what you see in Red Bluff, they have a bowl and a gelding or a bronking, they sell, stock here. And so that's going to be happening today. So there's an area where we were broadcasting last year that's been, you know, specifically, enclosed for those people making sales, and right, sales, meaning S-A-L-E-S. And then right now there's people gathering. We're tucked away here in a little alcove, but there's people gathering, lining up today for the finals for
the team roping. The world champion team roping is, I think, their second day of that. The breakaway, the world championship breakaway roping is here. Now, you got a picture. South Point was built for equestrian events. There's 3 different arenas here. A larger one where they do the bull and horse sales, you know, mm-hmm. the bucking rough stock, and then they do, like I said, all the roping events here. Plus,
Miss Rodeo America is in there.
That's right, doing there, and they have Miss Rodeo America is crowned here. They have also 2 smaller arenas where people can warm up their horses. Here at the hotel, they can put at least 1,800 horses under the hotel.
Right.
Plus, across the street here in this very valuable property, they put up all these other temporary stalls, like tents and stalls for all these other horses that come in here. I mean, the size of this. And then the 1,800 horses. That's a lot of horse manure, and yet you don't smell it, you don't see a fly. So I can, you know, the systems they have here to make it work are just incredible. And the people here have, everybody you run into at South Point Hotel is friendly.
And when they started the convention, which, well, actually they call it the gala, which is Monday night. Tuesday is when they start the convention. And this is where all, again, we started at the beginning of our show describing that over 600 PRCA sanctioned rodeos, that's not even including, you know, the smaller ones throughout the country.
The high school, the college.
Mm-hmm, that come here to learn more about, you know, how new rules and regulations, what's happening in the rodeo industry today, how people can improve their rodeo, those kinds of things. It's like you're really learning a lot, and networking. Networking is so important. And they have the breakout rooms at night and cocktail parties for all of the different Reno Rodeo, Salinas Rodeo. Every night they're doing these things where people get to network and meet each other and learn a lot.
And that's one of the things. You'll see these little placards everywhere around that say Reno Rodeo, 4 to 8 p.m. And that's where, you know, it's, you see and you learn a lot from all these different ones. So it's you can literally, for us, we could go from 4:30 in the morning till midnight, which we don't do.
Well, we want to.
We'd like to.
We tried, you know.
We try to.
We are putting at least 5 miles on a day just in walking, and that's just in the casino, and then trying to get to different aspects of places. But you know, again, it's everything in Las Vegas is geared around the NFR, and you heard from Steve today. It would be like pick out your favorite Super Bowl team. It would be like watching that Super Bowl team 10 days in a row. Yeah. Same players, 10 days in a row. Who's going to win and that's fun to watch the last day when they get the big saddle and the gold belt.
The gold buckle, because they have won. The best in the world. And if you picture 10 days of people competing at that highest level, and these animals that they're riding, these are the top animals that they have used in rodeos throughout the year that have been voted in, the top bulls, the top,
they're celebrated.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of, you know, some of these horses, 20,
treated better than people. I bet you they're way more hydrated than we are.
Well, they probably are, because my hydration has dropped.
The news
we
from Town Hall is brought.
We want to thank all of y'all for listening to us and putting up with our craziness that we're here at the national finals and trying to survive.